21st. Well, how did we get to December 21st, everybody? Wasn't it just like the beginning of 2023, and all of a sudden we're here? Help me out.
It went by in a flash,
in a
for
flash.
Sure.
All right, let me just introduce everybody, and then we have a caller that we're going to get to as well. That voice you heard was Kristen Eck. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Yay. And Lisa Drax. Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
All right, and Gary Mondello has joined us.
Hi, Gary.
Hi. Hey, what's going on? All right, and Sean's here, and Adam's here. And
Say something.
There you go.
This is why I never made it in radio or in comedy.
That's not true. All right, so at 10 o'clock in the evening, we have a guest on the phone who tells us her name is Vicky. Hey, Vicky, you there?
I am here.
Hey, welcome, Vicky. So I think you kind of know Gary, don't you?
Yeah, well, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
In most ways, yes.
Yeah. So tell everybody just a little bit about you.
Oh, well, about me at this very moment, I am about 4 hours north of you. I wish I could literally be there with you, but here I am, and I'm hanging with my mom, and we're having a nice little time, and I'm going to be spending Christmas up here. Wasn't planning on it, but because we lost power up here, et cetera, I'm helping out my mom, and gonna hang up here, but it's all good. I'm just so happy to be hanging with you guys. The show's going great, you know. I'm enjoying it up here, and we're probably gonna start booking some gigs early this coming year.
Yeah.
But definitely you'll know about it, and have some new tunes out there. So,
Well, please tell your mom that I hope she's feeling better, and it's so nice to have her daughter there with her.
Oh, yay.
Yay.
Hello.
How you doing?
Oh, okay.
Great. Happy holidays.
She says she's okay because I'm here. But anyway.
There you go. Well, you light up a room, Vicky.
Oh, thank you.
Vicky is you do so many things. You work in the stage show community, professional stage show community. You do hair and makeup, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And in fact, I worked on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer at the Schubert Theater.
Uh-huh.
And the possibility that I because of that and one of the songs of that show came to mind, I might give it a shot.
All right. Well, you are also a singer-songwriter. So I've got a song that you gave me that you have recorded and given to me. And as you were just talking about, you might do Rudolph for us live from there. So I have a song that you had given us called What Do We Do Now 2023. Is it updated for this year?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Basically. No, we don't know if it's going to be. We always change up the mixes. But but this one we gave special to you. And WMFO, you guys are the first ones to hear this on the radio, and thank you for giving it a listen.
All right, well, I'm going to give it a spin, as they say, and then we'll come back and talk some more.
That sounds great.
All right, this is What Do We Do Now, 2023 version by Vicky Porter. This is WMFO in Medford.
Do it for yourself, or do it for the world, or do it for the girl next door, who lost to costume pearls. Some things are to be left alone, others left will turn to stone. No pressure for action today, though each day at dawn there could be a thought of the choose to from your gut, play it from your heart. What we do now will be what we remember later. What we do now will be what we remember later. La da da da. La da da da. We can't change.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike. How you doing? It's 10:07 in the evening. For some reason, I always want to say it's morning. I wonder why that is. Oh, yeah, because I'm usually on in the morning. But, all right, so at 10:10, Mike is telling me we're having, what is that? Oh, Michael Galper's going to call in about in a couple
right
minutes. Oh, he's calling right now. All right, let me see who I've got on the phone, because we've got Vicky on the phone, too. All right, and we have Vicky on the phone. Hey, Vicky, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. It was lovely to hear that song. I really thought the end of it. I think the last time I heard it, didn't end it that way. That was really pretty cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for giving it a listen. And, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, I hope you guys all and gals all have a wonderful holiday season here. It's just been great. We're so lucky to have all the great players and support that we have here. In Boston, and you know, we just got to hold on to all this and enjoy it, and
so true.
And just be really thankful, and just keep on going, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So Vicky, I can see right through the telephone, and I can see that you have a guitar there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you could see it. That's great.
Yeah. So it'd be a waste if you didn't play it now, since you've got it there.
Well, like I mentioned, I worked on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer recently.
All right.
And this song kind of stuck with me, but I'm no Burl Ives, so I'm going
to... No, you're not.
I'll give it a little shot, but...
If you grew a beard, maybe, but...
Yeah, still in the red.
Okay.
There you go.
This is Vicky, everybody.
And you can sing along, of course, if you want.
Okay, I'll turn everybody's mics up. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
Oh. Oh,
All right, I got to tell you, sonically speaking, that was great on a telephone all the way from Maine. All right, thank you, Vicki. Well, I mean, for the holidays, it's a perfect thing to do.
That was great.
Hello.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate it.
Anyway, thank you all.
Thank you,
everybody. It's great.
And, okay.
I will.
Have a happy, healthy, prosperous 2024.
Yeah. Same to you and Mom.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later, Vicki. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye. All right, everybody.
Hey, I want to just pop in and just say a really quick thing that Tammy Heidi from WBCN tried to call in, but she couldn't get in. And she just wanted to say a very Merry Christmas to everybody in Boston because she misses us.
Very Merry Christmas, Tammy.
Yay.
Sorry you couldn't get in. Wish you could. All right, we do have somebody else on the phone. Lo and behold, it's another DJ.
Oh, my gosh.
Michael Galper, are you there?
That's dangerous. I am here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
You have a voice for the radio.
It's amazing how technology works today.
Yeah.
I bring you greetings and tidings of great joy from our nation's capital.
Yeah. So you're having a nice Hanukkah?
Hanukkah? Hanukkah's good. I like Hanukkah. I'm a Hanukkah guy.
Okay. So tell us about your holidays. What you been doing?
What have I been doing? Well, we've been doing the Hanukkah thing. You know, we did that for 8 days. And now we're just getting ready because my wife is of a different persuasion. We're getting ready for Christmas time. So, you know, decorated the house, did the whole thing.
Well, very, very nice.
And whatnot. Yeah. And by the way, I was going to add, is the Chi-Fi potent tank of Mark's Gain Radio still hanging around there at this point in time?
I think that CJ took off, did he not?
He did.
Yeah, he did. He took off.
Oh, gosh. See, I was going to give him a build-up. Can I just do a shameless plug for my program?
Of course you can.
Okay. So you can hear me.
Yes.
I'm Michael Jay of Mark Skin Radio, and you can hear me Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 4 p.m. It's a fun place to be. You should come and listen.
All right.
Shameless plug from Mark Skin Radio.
That was good, though.
Was shameless plug enough?
Very, very good.
Thank you. You know, I've never done this before. I'm so nervous.
Yes. Yes.
I have to say I've been listening since about 8:15 when we came in from walking the dog, and you guys are making me incredibly jealous, and I wish I was up there.
Yeah, well, I know you come here as often as you can.
I do try to get there as often as I can, and our target for moving up there is 2025. So, you know, if you feel the earth move or something, that's because we moved back.
I see. All right.
Okay.
Well, listen, Mike, thank you so much for calling. And
thank you. I want to wish everybody a very, very, very happy Christmas, happy New Year. Looking forward to good things in 2024.
It's going
to
be a good one. All right. And tune into Mark Skin Radio to hear his show.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike.
All right. See you later.
Thank you, Mike. Bye. All right.
That was Michael Galper of Mark Skin Radio, everybody. All right, so Lisa, I want to talk to you, but can you remind me which song you sent me?
I sent you a song that was recorded by me and some other folks about, I think it was 2018. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but it was Woody from the Del Fuegos, the drummer for the Del Fuegos, Woody Geisman. It's his song. He wrote it, and he sang it, and I think, I can't really remember the session that well. It was a long time ago. But I think Woody and I both play acoustic guitars on it. Then I sing backup vocals along with Bill Cates, who was one of the many voices you used to hear on WBCN.
Yes.
And my dear, lovely hubby, who is listening, I think, Dave Charles, plays a slide guitar on it. So we had a lot of fun with it. It's called Underneath the Mistletoe.
Okay, I see it here.
Or Under the Mistletoe, I think it is. Under the Mistletoe.
Under the Mistletoe.
Yeah.
So, all right, so why don't we give that a spin? I can't wait to hear it. And it was 2018, you said?
It was, and it was really late at night, so it sort of sounds a little bit like it's late at night.
All right, now I can't wait.
Yeah.
All right, here's that tune, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford.
Ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Ding dong, ding dong. I'll be Johnny Depp, you'll be Marilyn Monroe. How long must I stand under this mistletoe? I promise to be gentle, I promise to be quick, coming down your chimney like Saint Nick. For just one kiss. Ding dong, ding dong, the bells are gonna ring. Ding dong, ding dong, the bells are gonna ring. I'm gonna play this guitar before I get old. I got a song to sing under this mistletoe. For just one kiss. Santa needs a little ho, ho, ho. Christmas, Merry Christmas, baby, yeah.
Merry Christmas, baby.
I got a song to sing.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Got a song to sing.
Merry Christmas, baby.
For just one kiss. The northern winds are blowing, and it's starting to snow. Must I stand under this mistletoe? I promise to be gentle, I promise to be quick, I'm coming down the chimney like St. Nick.
For just one kiss.
For just one kiss. Ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong. Ding dong, ding dong.
Merry Christmas, baby.
Oh,
yeah,
Lisa,
yeah.
I think I heard you in there. That was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a fun session. You know, Woody's really great. Not only was he with the Del Fuegos, but he was also with the Zulus and the Embarrassment, who are like a legendary counterculture.
The Embarrassment I didn't know at all.
Oh, the Embarrassment are big in the Midwest. I mean, but you know, Woody's like like the missing piece in my life, because he lived in Lawrence, Kansas when I lived there.
And
he lived in Wichita when I lived there. Then he was out here, and we somehow found each other and went, wait a second.
You know, so, I can still hear the Kansas in your accent a little bit.
I don't know. My sister heard me say Rather the other day, and she said, you're now a Bostonian.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, okay, I guess I'm from New England.
So we've got two premier ladies of radio sitting here. We have Kristen Ack. We have Lisa Traxler.
And we have never met in person before today.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
And neither one of us had been in this radio station until today.
Well, we're definitely going to change that, you guys.
It's an amazing thing. Because
I'm up for it.
I've been a big fan for many years.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's awesome to meet Kristen.
I was explaining that I was the world's worst traffic reporter when I was on KISS 108, and I apologized on behalf of myself to all of the traffic people that work very hard and do a good job in Boston, because I was really terrible.
I was just going to say that you've been on the radio in Boston for years. I know you from BCN, but I was going to say you were on KISS 108.
And ZLX.
And ZLX.
Yep.
And you ever get the bug again, or you're done?
Well, radio's changed too much. I mean, I'd be on Bumblebee Radio. I'd be on MFO, but I'm not going to be on, you know, ZLX.
You would be more than welcome on Bumblebee Radio.
Oh, really? Well, that could happen. You're hearing it here.
I asked her first.
It's a scoop. I don't know. I might do a guest DJ show on one of your stations one of these days.
I think you should.
Mark Skin Radio.
Oh, and Mark Skin Radio. Okay.
Yeah.
That's possible as well.
You've got to make the entire rounds.
We could do it. I could do that.
Yep.
I can do it. We have the technology.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So speaking of technology, this is not a good segue. Speaking of technology, your husband is a twin. See, it makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. No.
But Dave Charles is a wonderful guy. We play his music a lot here.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. And
I know you do. We listen all the time.
Yep. And his brother, Brian.
Yes.
Which band is he
With the Sheila Devine.
Sheila Devine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's got a studio, Zippa?
No, it's not Zippa anymore. You know, Zippa burned sadly to the ground.
It did.
2 years ago, almost exactly on this day, actually, I think a couple days ago. And he now has Rare Signals, which is over in Cambridge, and it's fantastic.
Great name.
And I'm telling you, the studio is just absolutely wonderful. He's got just the most wonderful board in there, and the studio itself looks like a church inside. It's really tall inside. It's just a beautiful place and a wonderful place to record. So please look it up. If you're looking to record, look up Rare Signals over in Cambridge.
That's wonderful to hear.
It's over near the Middle East.
And I'm so
thank
glad.
Thank you. Can I just say a quick thank you to everybody that contributed? Because we had a GoFundMe for Brian when this was a really massive heartbreak for our entire family. But Brian really took it hard. And people gave they gave a lot of money in some cases, and a lot of people gave $5 because they just wanted to help.
Yeah.
And it all added up, and he still is, it's pretty hand to mouth over there, you know, because he's just got to work really hard. But I just want to say thank you to everybody that contributed, because you all made a difference.
And I hope that he knows that when he's got bands recording in there and they need an outlet on the radio, college radio is a place to be now.
Yes.
You know?
He doesn't really facilitate that, but yeah, you know.
We could change things.
We could, maybe.
You never know.
Yeah, maybe you guys need to form an alliance here. Yeah, it could be. It could be. And Kristen, too. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, Mark Skin Radio. We should have some kind of file sharing thing between the stations here.
Why don't we do that?
I think that'd be good.
Jeez.
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to set that up right
here.
After.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Right. We'll do it.
All right. So what's going on with your holidays? I know you just got back from the West Coast.
I did. I got back from West Hollywood, or WeHo as it's called.
Yeah.
One of the dirtiest places in America. It's absolutely filthy on the sidewalks out there. Absolutely. You don't think of Hollywood as being a really dirty place. Really dirty place. Anyway, but it is exciting. It is exciting. Just watch where you step. That's all I'm saying.
I see.
But it was fun and stuff. But I got to say, when you come back to Boston, you know, there's just nothing like it.
No,
and
it's awesome.
It's absolutely a fabulous place to be. It's the best city, I think, in America. It's absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I mean by Boston, the greater Boston area.
Yes.
Medford, too. Yes. All of us.
Well, right in the middle of the holidays, everybody, so we're going to continue to play a little bit of holiday music, and I think we have Marion Farrow that's going to call in shortly and say hi as well. But I want to thank you, Lisa, for saying hi.
Well, thank you for having me stop by. I got to get up at 6 a.m., so I got to leave, but please tell Marion I said hi.
Absolutely will.
And where's Destiny tonight, is she?
She's home with her daughter, who's not feeling well.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, when you talk to her, tell her I said hi. I was hoping to
totally
see her
tonight.
Totally
will. But, yeah. I know it.
Okay?
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Kisses
right.
for everybody. Thank you. Rock and roll and Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Winter Solstice, et cetera.
Et cetera.
Okay. Et cetera.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Yay. Bye.
All right. Okay. Lisa Traxler, everybody. So it's 10:23. I was going to say in the morning again, but it's not. It's 10:23 in the evening. We're here during the holiday hang until midnight this evening. And we're having a good time just sort of letting things fly the way they decided to fly. So I'm going to play a couple more Christmas songs, and we'll be back to talk to you right after this at WMFO in Medford. It's WMFO Medford at 10:29 in the evening. I'm Mike, and we got a bunch of good friends here in the studio. I'm going to bring their mic up. We have Joel.
Hey, how's it going, man? Good to see you.
You too. Kristen Eck is here.
Hi.
And Gary Mondello.
Hi, everybody.
And then without mic, so you can just scream, Adam Signori from Marxian Radio.
Hello.
There he is. And you, Bob Donovan, from everywhere.
And hi, Marion.
And on the phone, we have Marion Ferro, our good friend. Hey, Marion, what's going on?
Hey, good. I've been listening to the show, enjoying it. Wish I could be there.
Well, it's so nice to hear your voice. It's been a while.
I know. It's way too long. I can't wait. I'm hoping to start my radio show really soon again, too.
When do you think it might be? Next year, 2024? That was just a little joke there because it's, you know, a few weeks away.
Probably sometime in January.
That would be awesome.
Trying to get my act together to do it, you know. There's so much going on. I miss doing it so much.
Well, I hope you're feeling better.
I am a lot better. I'm still, you know, not 100%. That would be a while, but I'm feeling a lot better, improving every day. So it's cool.
All right. So what's going on with your holiday situation with you and Walter?
We're not sure what's going on yet because he could go to his sister's, but he's not sure yet. And then my friend John's around. We're trying to figure out what's going on. Christmas Eve. Christmas
I hear him in the background.
Yeah, see if he heard you in the background.
Yep. Hey, so Marion and Walter, I have a surprise for you. We have a mutual friend on the phone, Linda Viennes. Would it be okay if I bring her up and we can all talk and say hi?
Oh, sure.
Hey, Linda, you with us?
Hey, Mike. Hey, guys, I am.
Yeah, we've got Marion Ferro here, too.
Hi, Linda. Fantastic. Hi, Linda. Hi, everyone.
What's going on?
Hi, Linda.
Hi, guys. I miss you.
Yeah. So you've been listening at home?
No, because I've been in the work Christmas party RID there.
All right. That's right. You told me that, and I forgot already, didn't I?
That's okay.
What's wrong with me? Yeah.
Did anyone play live? Did Corin play?
Corin played. Randy played. Yep. He was nice. We missed you.
I miss you guys.
Yeah, we miss you too, Marion. We wish you could be here.
I do, too. I don't know if I'll ever get up there again because I don't think I can walk up those three flights of stairs.
Listen, people are able-bodied. We could carry you up.
Mary, we'll get on either side of you, girl. You'll be totally supported.
Totally do it.
We are your human elevator.
That's correct. That was Joel, by the way. That wasn't me.
Hi, but Joel.
Hi, Marion. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for keeping the Mikey D spirit madly alive. It's so good.
That's right.
We're going into our 35th year, and it boggles the mind how long we've been doing this show.
Wow, 35 years.
Mind.
That's awesome.
Guys, did you see, I don't know, Mike Newman and Michael Stewart, I should have tagged Joel as well, but I sent you an invite for this woman who just finished a book about college radio.
I did see that.
And it just looks fascinating. Anyway, she's giving a talk, and I think we should all go. I'm gonna get you the beats again.
All right, I think that would be nice.
My angel.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us, regale us with some nice holiday happy things.
Mary, do you want to go first?
Marion.
Holiday. What?
Holiday happy things.
Happy things. Winter song. Oh yeah. Well, the kid's going nuts. He wants to hear the winter song by Angel.
Winter Song by Angel.
Okay.
All right. I will see if I can do that.
It's
Whoa,
it's Walter.
Yep. I like it.
All right.
Yeah, I do think it's. I think that, you know, the sun returns tonight at 10:52 or something. So this was the longest darkness. We have to remember that.
Yeah, we're finally turning that corner.
I'm very happy to know that.
It's always spooky to be dark at 4 o'clock. It just is.
It is. Yeah. I know. But we'll get past it. We do every year.
We're going to get past it. We do every year. And I think we're going to have I'm just wishing health and peace and happiness for our community and the whole world in 24, and God willing, a good political turn.
Hope
gotta
so.
Got to all stay busy.
We got to do what we got to do as far as that goes.
We got to help out.
Yes, we do.
I second that.
Help out. We've got to be canvassing. We've got to be talking to people. We've got to just say, exercise your rights.
We're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we're going to make it happen. Absolutely. Exactly.
Yep. That's all of our, in 2024, that's what we got to do.
I think that's kind of our main goal in 2024 is to make sure we steer the course towards humanism all the way.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll have a country still.
Exactly.
Yes, thank you. And a democracy. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, yes, let's keep that. I kind of liked it.
Kind of a key principle.
You know, human rights, democracy, a couple of things that we need to have.
Freedom of choice, things like that.
Healthcare.
Yeah, healthcare, yeah. That's a good one.
Healthcare and education for all would be really nice.
Yep.
Yeah, the weird thing is, like, many times we talk about this with other people from all over the world, and I always often find myself saying, thank God I live in Massachusetts.
It's so true, Joel.
That is very true.
You know, Joel, that is the truth. I say it all the time. My friends and I were talking about, like, where would we go? And we were like, how do we leave a place where Bunker Hill provides, free education for anyone over 25 who's never gone to college, and people can get on MassHealth, as slow as that might be. They have access to health care, mental health care. I mean, thank freaking God.
It's the right thing to do. It's the right place here in Massachusetts. Yeah.
Yes.
I know.
I hate the cold weather, but I want to stay here because of that. Yes.
I'm here for the music, honestly. I love the music scene here. It's been, 40, I started playing in the scene about 84, 85. And, I'm old.
I'm right there with you, man.
The thing about the Boston music scene is that no matter what happens, the music scene always figures out a way to exist. Venues shut down left and right. People are bummed about this venue, that venue, but then we have Porch Fest, people putting on concerts in their own homes.
Porch Fest is the best.
And Porch Fest isn't in just one place anymore. It's in several cities around Boston, and during COVID people just figured out a way to make it happen, and no other music scene really does it the way Boston does. It just doesn't.
I think that's really true. And, I totally bravo, Joel. And I think it's so true and so important to remember and never to take it for granted. And I think COVID really brought it home that we live in a city where 7 nights a week you can go see multiple venues, kinds of music. And when that all shut down, we were like, holy crap. We have gems.
I mean, I saw my entire gig calendar go up in smoke. and only now, I mean, people are starting to come out and people are starting to be a little bit more confident about being in crowds now, which is good. And people are starting to realize, this whole playing live thing. I mean, everybody that was at that Rock Garden record showcase a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the first time in a long time that I'd seen a lot of these people, and the first time in a long time that I'd actually been out to see bands, just because it's alive, it's a breathing, evolving thing. That's and Boston always does that. Whether it's Somerville, Medford, Cambridge, it's all Boston.
Yeah, it's all Boston.
And it just reinvigorates itself because people care enough to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm so glad Boston. The conversation took this turn. Talking about our fair city and the political climate, it has to be talked about.
Yeah, I mean, it's upon us because we have
the power.
We have the power to get the message out. Yeah. And the thing is, really during a presidential campaign, at the most, we get 40% of the American population getting out there and vote. That means the other 60% has all the power.
Yeah,
they can write in a slice of cheese pizza and win in a landslide. And these are the people that we need to get out to the polls. And we all know somebody that's like, my vote doesn't count. It's all just a big joke. No. it's the one thing that we have.
This year especially.
Trump won fair and square, man. That's a democracy.
Yeah,
and we had to swallow it. And we had to take it.
Yeah. Maybe he did. I guess he did.
I mean, we went to a rally in Danvers.
What choice did we have?
Right.
We went to a rally in Danvers. They were doing the whole drag queen reading story time books and stuff. And, there were like literally hundreds of people coming out in support. And of course, there were only like maybe about, eight Trump pansies. And it's just, just, you know, just to watch the way these people behave. Like, you know, that, you know, some people want to actually have an intelligent conversation, but then when they get stuck right. in the talking point thing and the whataboutism, then you have to just put up your hand and go, look, man,
this
is not why I'm here. I'm here to support this cause, you know, and it's like, I would rather have a drag queen read poetry than half the stuff that goes on. It's like, come on, really? You know, come on. Like I said, there are only 8 people, and it blows my mind to see people my age and older behave badly. And like you try to answer the questions, and they literally go blah 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 blah. I'm a liberal saying all these things. Blah blah blah. You can't argue with that. You know,
ends up getting all the attention of the media too, so everyone thinks it's more than it is.
Yeah,
but that's the problem.
But that's why the rest of us have to stay strong and stay united and be each other's safe places.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Now that's just the
and
way it is.
Music heals, and music brings us together. So
it does.
Yeah, thank you, WMFO, and thank you, all the you beautiful DJs, for all the access you provide to sound and beauty and music and songs. It's like the most gorgeous thing ever.
We are the most amazingly best people ever.
And you know,
Mike, is that you? That's
yes.
Crazy.
and also to you, Linda. I mean, when I was writing for The Noise, the one quote that I would say is that, you know, Linda Viennes can sing the phone book and make your heart weep. You know,
aww.
I mean, there's so many things that you've done over the last, you know, several years that have, you know, I mean, you know, I notice. I totally notice. I totally
thank
appreciate
you,
it. Nothing but respect and love for all these years. Holy crap. I mean, we now all of us go back like decades at this point. It's insane.
I know. And it makes me proud. Like, we're still here, and we have to live for the ones that we've lost, and we have to live as full and vitally as we can for all of our dear ones who have not been so lucky to stay with us.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to keep it alive.
All right.
We're here to keep it going.
Well, big thanks to both of you for calling in and spending a little time with us.
Yay! It was such a great combo. I love you guys.
Love you too. All right, Marion, so nice to hear your voice.
Mary, so good to talk to you too.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you guys soon. All right.
I hope to be back on the soon on Mexican Radio.
Sure hope so. We'll be listening, Marion.
I should still be on at 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. So
can't wait.
I miss being on WMFO. I was there for like 3 years.
Well, like I said, we'll carry you upstairs.
We will be your personal elevator.
Okay.
All
right. Bye, everybody. Have a great evening.
Mwah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. See ya. All right. That was so awesome.
That was fun.
It's really nice.
I talked too much. I'm sorry.
No, you said exactly the right things. You really did.
No, that was great.
Yeah. So when we invited you guys to come in, we said if you have a request, it'd be nice to hear something. So, Kristen, you gave us a couple of really nice songs. And the one that resonates with me is because I really like Eddie Japan.
Okay.
So this is a great song. Rented Rooms.
Yeah, and it's the final song on their album from this year, Pop Fiction. And I just, this song, the whole album is great because the whole album is a story that's unfolding. And Rented Rooms, in parentheses, Edward in Hell, is the culmination of this story, the ending to the story. And I just think the song is fantastic.
Me too.
It's one of my favorites of this year.
All right, I'd like to spin that. And by the way, you should be a DJ. That was really good.
Oh, thanks.
All right, here we go. This is WMFO in Memphis.
Routine. down by now.
From the slang to the popular song.
WMFO Medford, 1047 in the evening. I'm Mike. I'm here with Joel and Kristen and Adam from Marxican Radio. Let's just talk a little bit about that Eddie Japan song and why they're so darn good. They're just so good.
Well, it's the vocals on that that really does it for
me.
David Santos
great.
Is just amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Yeah.
I love
it. And then you have Emily also on vocals at the same time. It's just... it's like too much almost, but it's wonderful.
It's always wonderful, though, everything they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That entire album is worth listening to start to finish. That's a start to finish album.
And what's the name of it?
Pop
name?
Fiction.
Pop Fiction.
Out on Rumbar Records.
Everybody in the band brings totally something to the party on that one, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a seven-piece, right?
Yeah, yeah. Unless Greg Hawks is with them, then they're an eight-piece.
You're good at math, aren't you?
You know, I didn't know there was going to be math tonight. I'm sorry. I didn't study.
That was just me being
crammed
snarky
at the last,
for a change.
I was up, yeah, I crammed at the last minute, tried to get it all in.
Thank you for playing, Joel. Thanks. All right, thank you, Kristen. That was a great, great request, and thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's really nice to have you here.
This has been a lot of fun.
All right.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to turn our attention over to Adam Signori. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. You're on the radio at Marxican Radio.
Yep. You can catch me Fridays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for the Original Music Showcase, going on my seventh year. And... just having lots of fun. I think the only thing that could be more fun is be working at WMFO.
Well, you know, that could happen. I know people who know people.
This sounds like a conversation.
We could pull a few strings for you. Yeah,
yeah, I think this could be yours.
Can you turn off so Chris Johnson can't hear any of this?
I don't think I have that power, though.
Okay.
But, Fridays, 6 to 8.
Yep. 2 hours of Boston, primarily Boston music, 99% of the show. Local, original. I like to find really obscure bands.
Yeah, that's what you do. I mean, listening to your show is not what you hear down the street at all. You know, that's the best. I mean, I love that, discovering new music, and that's what you bring us.
Yeah. That's my goal in life.
Yep. And photography.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. And crying during the holidays.
Yeah, actually.
we all do that, though.
Yeah.
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 I'm guilty, too.
Okay, so I've got a tune for you guys.
You do. The Other Girls.
Yeah, let me tell you about that. The Other Girls, Andrea Gillis's side project, I guess.
What a powerhouse of a voice on her.
Oh, good God, yeah.
I think they do like one song a year, and this is it.
This is it.
For this year. But also in the band, Linda Shore from Muck and the Myers.
Oh, yeah.
Melissa Gibbs from Gymnasium. Amy Griffin. Jittery Jack. You guys know Jittery Jack.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, mm-hmm. Yeah, great band. love them.
He used to manage TT's.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did not know that.
He did indeed.
And Michelle Paulus, Stars Like Ours, The Dents.
Oh, that's a really strong band, too.
Yeah, this is...
It's an all-star band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she sent me the song. I want to thank her very much for that. I don't know if I actually had permission to share it, but I think it will be okay.
Well, it's called I'm Not Getting Anything for Christmas.
Which might be my future, if I'm wrong.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm sure she doesn't mind.
All right. So should we give it a spin?
Let's do it.
All right. This is WMFO in Medford. Adam, you've done it again. That was such a powerful song. Oh, wait, I should turn your mics on, shouldn't I?
Oh.
All right.
My pleasure, man. That was
awesome. Was
once again, the other girls, I'm Not Getting Anything for Christmas. And it's such a super group, really. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, it is. Some of Boston's most powerful players, man.
So is that song released as a single? Or?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, I'd love to have a copy of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I know somebody who could make that happen.
We can make copies in the back room, no problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do it.
And nope, nobody will ever have to know.
No, no, not at all. No.
I mean, we're talking about it privately.
That's correct.
These are our little secret.
That's yeah. right.
These aren't microphones. No. They're just projectiles.
Nobody can hear us.
Nobody hears us now. No. All right, so listen, if you want to hear more songs like that, you can hear Adam do his thing. MarkskinRadio.com every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. And the name of the show is?
The Original Music Showcase.
And how long have you been doing that?
almost 7 years now.
Yeah. Where did the time go? Man.
I have no idea.
Yeah. But it's obviously something that you love along with the rest of us.
Absolutely. Is, yeah. So much fun. I can't really put it into words.
Yep. I'm not going to ask you to.
Thank you.
Because I'm a nice guy.
I appreciate it.
All right, so I'm going to play a quick song. Thank you, Adam, very much. Mm-hmm. It's going to take about 4 minutes, and then we're going to do a top of the hour for the FCC, and we'll see what happens in the last hour. But this is a song from Linda Vienne's band, Girl with a Hawk. It's their new single, and it's called Feel Me. And I just want to play this. She was so nice to call. And just listen to the beauty that Linda brings with her band. Again, Girl with a Hawk and Feel Me. This is WMFO in Medford.
All you think about are the ways you lost.